This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be sharing recipes with you from the All Recipes Holiday 2024 magazine and from the Food Network December-January magazine. From the All Recipes, we'll start with a recipe for breakfast, and it comes from someone whose name might be familiar to you. The article is headlined, Breakfast with the Rokers. Today's show, co-anchor journalist and dad Al Roker takes family breakfast seriously. In his new cookbook, Al Roker's Recipes to Live By, he teams up with his daughter Courtney, a recipe developer and trained chef, to preserve dozens of family favorites. Here's just one from their breakfast table. Now, this is one of Courtney's brunch favorites since she was a kid is an apple butter that dresses up toast, pancakes, and oatmeal, and more. The inspiration between Al Roker's cookbook says that during the pandemic, Courtney says, my dad started doing home cooking videos with my little brother Nick. So many people were tuning into these videos on social media and loved seeing him in the kitchen. A cookbook felt perfect. And what sharing these recipes means to them, Courtney says, my daughter is the most important thing in my life, and passing down these generational recipes to her is important. Food is such a big part of our family's lifestyle. Our food represents the love, traditions, and memories that bind us together. And Al says, it's nice to have something that memorializes our go-to recipes. So many families have a spiral notebook with handwritten recipes. Those notebooks are gold. The cookbook is our homage to family recipe keepsakes. So here's Courtney's recipe for apple butter. It takes about 50 minutes to make. It makes 2 cups of the apple butter, and it uses these ingredients: Granny Smith apples, peeled, cored, and cut into 1/2-inch pieces, water, unsalted butter, cinnamon, nutmeg, sugar, lemon juice, vanilla extract, and kosher salt. Now, these are the specific amounts. 2 pounds of Granny Smith apples, that's about 4 large apples, peeled, cored, and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. 1/3 cup water. 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon. 1/8 teaspoon nutmeg. 1/2 cup sugar. 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Combine the apples, water, butter, cinnamon, and nutmeg in a medium saucepan. Cook over medium heat, stirring frequently until the apples are just tender, about 10 minutes. Reduce the heat to medium-low. Stir in the sugar, lemon juice, vanilla, and salt. Continue cooking covered, stirring frequently until the apples break down to a chunky puree and the mixture thickens, about 25 minutes. Let cool to room temperature. Chill in an airtight container up to 1 week. Freeze up to 3 months. Now, per 2 tablespoons, there are 59 calories, 2 grams of fat, 1 is saturated, 0 grams of protein, 12 grams of carbs. That's 1 gram of fiber, 11 grams of sugar, and 18 milligrams of sodium. Now, here's a review of Courtney's apple butter. 2 pounds of Granny Smith apples, 4 large apples, peeled, cored, and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. 1/3 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. Now we'll turn to some recipes in the same magazine that are recipes that come under the heading of breakfast for dinner. And the first one is a breakfast hash with smashed potatoes. It serves 4, and it uses the following ingredients: baby Yukon gold potatoes, olive oil, salt, black pepper, chopped stemmed kale, sliced green cabbage, red bell pepper chopped, onion, eggs, whole milk or half and half, and less sodium soy sauce. Now, the specific amounts are 1 pound of baby Yukon gold potatoes, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt plus more for salting water, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1 cup of chopped stemmed kale, 1 cup of thinly sliced green cabbage, 1 medium bell pepper chopped, that's about 1 cup, 1 small onion sliced, that's about 1/2 cup, 4 eggs, 2 tablespoons of whole milk or half and half, and 1 tablespoon of less sodium soy sauce. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add the potatoes. Reduce the heat to medium-low, simmer until tender, about 10 minutes. Drain. Transfer the potatoes to a cutting board. Using the bottom of a sturdy glass, smash the potatoes to about 1/2-inch thickness, taking care not to break them fully apart. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Add the potatoes in an even layer. Cook, turning halfway through until crispy, 5 to 6 minutes. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/8 teaspoon black pepper. Transfer to a baking sheet and keep warm in the oven. Heat the remaining 1 tablespoon of oil in the same skillet over medium heat. Add kale, cabbage, bell pepper, onion, and the remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/8 teaspoon black pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally until the kale and cabbage are wilted and the bell pepper and onion are tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Beat together the eggs, milk, and soy sauce in a medium bowl. Add to the kale mixture in the skillet. Cook without stirring until the mixture begins to set on the bottom and around the edges, about 20 seconds. Lift the partially cooked egg mixture with a spatula so the uncooked portion flows underneath. Cook just until set, but still glossy and moist, 2 to 3 minutes. Serve the egg mixture with warm potatoes. Now, per serving, that's 3/4 cup of the egg mixture and 1/2 cup of potatoes. That's 251 calories. There are 12 grams of fat, 3 are saturated, 10 grams of protein, 26 grams of carbs. That's equal to 4 grams of fiber, 4 grams of sugar, and there are 520 milligrams of sodium. Now, review of the breakfast hash and smashed potatoes ingredients. 1 pound of baby Yukon gold potatoes, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt plus more for salting water, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1 cup of chopped stemmed kale, 1 cup of thinly sliced green cabbage. 1 medium red bell pepper chopped, that's 1 cup. 1 small onion sliced, that's 1/2 cup. 4 eggs, 2 tablespoons of whole milk or half and half, and 1 tablespoon of less sodium soy sauce. Now the next recipe is for a crustless ricotta quiche. This serves 4. It uses eggs, of course, ricotta cheese, whole milk, grated Parmesan cheese, chopped fresh basil, chopped fresh oregano, garlic, salt, black pepper, baby arugula, cherry tomatoes halved, olive oil, and some balsamic vinegar for serving. Now, these are the specific amounts. 6 eggs, 1 cup of ricotta cheese, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese, that's about 1 ounce, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil plus leaves for garnish, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh oregano, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper plus more for garnish, 1 1/2 cups of baby arugula, 1 cup of cherry tomatoes halved, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, balsamic vinegar for serving. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a 9-inch pie dish. Whisk together eggs, ricotta, and milk in a medium bowl. Stir in the Parmesan, basil, oregano, garlic, salt, and pepper. Pour into a prepared dish. Bake until puffed and golden on the edges and a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. About 25 minutes. Let stand 15 minutes. Meanwhile, toss together arugula, tomatoes, and oil in a medium bowl. Just before serving, top the quiche with the arugula mixture. Cut the quiche into 4 slices and garnish with additional basil and pepper. Serve with vinegar. Now, per 1/4 quiche, 305 calories, 22 grams of fat, 10 are saturated, 20 grams of protein, 7 grams of carb, that's 1 gram fiber, 3 grams sugar, and 594 milligrams of sodium. So a review of the ingredients for the crustless ricotta quiche. 6 eggs, 1 cup of ricotta cheese, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan, that's 1 ounce, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil plus leaves for garnish, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh oregano, 1 clove garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, plus more for garnish, 1 1/2 cups of baby arugula, 1 cup of cherry tomatoes halved, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and balsamic vinegar for serving. And there's a little side note here that says, make it meaty. Roast 4 slices of prosciutto on a parchment-lined baking sheet until crisp, 8 to 10 minutes at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Drain, crumble over the quiche before serving. Now, if you want to veganize the recipe, replace the eggs with purchased vegan egg substitute as directed on the package. Swap out the ricotta for a vegan version and replace Parmesan with 1/2 cup of vegan mozzarella. Bake until set, about 45 minutes. Now, also in this magazine, there are some recipes here that come under the heading Dinner Fix. Get dinner done in 30 minutes or less with these cold weather meals and mains. Now, the first recipe is a tilapia with lemon herb cream sauce. It's actually a 4-serving recipe. It uses tilapia fillets, salt, black pepper, Italian seasoning, butter, olive oil, garlic, low-sodium vegetable broth, whipping cream, semi-sweet or semi-soft cheese with garlic and fine herbs, lemon juice, cracked black pepper, fresh parsley, lemon wedges. Now, these are the specific amounts. 4 4-ounce tilapia fillets, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 cup of low-sodium vegetable broth, 1/4 cup whipping cream, 1 ounce of semi-soft cheese with garlic and fine herbs, 1 1/2 tablespoon of lemon juice, cracked pepper and fresh parsley for garnish, and lemon wedges for serving. Now, the pepper is black pepper. Sprinkle both sides of fish with salt, pepper, and Italian seasoning. Heat 1 tablespoon of butter and the oil in a large skillet over medium heat until the butter melts. Cook 2 fillets, turning halfway through until golden and the fish flakes easily with a fork, 4 to 6 minutes. Transfer the fish to a plate. Cover the plate with foil to keep warm. Repeat with the remaining 2 fillets. For sauce, melt the remaining 1 tablespoon of butter in the same skillet over medium heat. Cook the garlic, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add broth. Simmer, stirring occasionally until slightly reduced, about 3 minutes. Reduce the heat to medium-low. Slowly whisk in the cream and cheese. Add the lemon juice, whisking constantly until smooth. Top the fish with sauce. Garnish with cracked black pepper and parsley. And serve with lemon wedges. Now, per serving, 1 fillet and 2 tablespoons of sauce, 277 calories, 19 grams of fat, 10 grams are saturated, 24 grams of protein, 2 grams of carbs, that's 0 grams of fiber, 1 gram of sugar, and there's 751 milligrams of sodium. Now, the ingredients reviewed: 4 4-ounce tilapia fillets, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 cup of low-sodium vegetable broth, 1/4 cup of whipping cream, 1 ounce of semi-soft cheese with garlic and fine herbs, 1 1/2 tablespoon of lemon juice, cracked black pepper and fresh parsley for garnish, and lemon wedges for serving. Now, here's a recipe for a dessert, some cranberry orange shortbread cookies. This recipe makes 36 cookies. It uses flour, baking powder, salt, nutmeg, unsalted butter, sugar, orange zest, vanilla extract, chopped dried cranberries, and chopped dried apricots. Specific amounts: 1 3/4 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 1 cup of unsalted butter softened. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 tablespoon orange zest from 2 large oranges. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1 cup of finely chopped dried cranberries. And 1/2 cup of finely chopped dried apricots. Mix together the flour, baking powder, salt, and nutmeg in a small bowl. Beat the butter in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium speed until fluffy and slightly lightened in color, about 30 seconds. Add sugar, beat at medium-high speed until light and fluffy, 2 to 3 minutes more. Mix in the orange zest and vanilla. Mix in the flour mixture in 3 portions, mixing until just combined, and stirring in the last addition by hand. Gently stir in the cranberries and apricots. Line a 9-inch square baking pan with parchment paper, leaving an overhang on 2 opposite sides. Press the dough into the pan. Chill, covered, 15 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 2 large cookie sheets with parchment paper. Lift the dough out using the parchment paper. Cut into 36 1-inch squares. Put the squares on the prepared cookie sheets, spacing 1 inch apart. Bake until the bottoms are golden, 12 to 15 minutes. Let cool on the cookie sheets, 5 minutes. Transfer to the wire rack to cool completely. Store in an airtight container up to 3 days. Freeze up to 3 months. Now, per 1 cookie, there are 97 calories, 5 grams of fat, 3 are saturated, 1 gram of protein. There are 12 grams of carbs. That's 1 gram of fiber, 7 grams of sugars, and there are 21 milligrams of sodium. Now, the review of ingredients. 1 3/4 cups of flour. 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg. 1 cup of unsalted butter softened. 1/2 cup butter or cup sugar. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 tablespoon of orange zest, and that's from 2 large oranges. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1 cup of finely chopped dried cranberries, and 1/2 cup of finely chopped dried apricots. We'll finish this reading today with a recipe from the December 2024, January 2025 Food Network magazine. It's a recipe for hot cocoa mug cake. It's based on the Polar Express, that fun film where passengers aboard this magical railroad get hot chocolate delivered by tap dancing waiters, tumbling chefs, and a singing conductor. This hot cocoa mug cake cooks in just 90 seconds in the microwave, so it's equally magical. And remember what Tom Hanks' character says in the movie? Here we only got one rule: never ever let it cool. The ingredients are all-purpose flour, sugar, unsweetened Dutch process cocoa powder, baking powder, salt, whole milk, vegetable oil, mini marshmallows, pure vanilla extract, chopped semi-sweet chocolate, whipped cream, and shaved chocolate for topping. Specific amounts: 5 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons of unsweetened Dutch process cocoa powder, a pinch of baking powder, a pinch of salt, 5 tablespoons of whole milk, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon of mini marshmallows plus more for topping, 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 3 tablespoons of chopped semi-sweet chocolate, whipped cream, and shaved chocolate for topping. Whisk together the flour, sugar, cocoa powder, baking powder, and salt with a fork in a 12-ounce microwave safe mug until combined. Whisk in the milk, vegetable oil, mini marshmallows and vanilla extract. Gently press the semi-sweet chocolate into the middle of the batter. Microwave the mug cake until firm when pressed, about 90 seconds. Let cool slightly. Top with whipped cream, shaved chocolate, and more mini marshmallows. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I wish for you a wonderful day. Pure vanilla extract and 3 tablespoons of chopped semi-sweet chocolate. The whipped cream and shaved chocolate are for topping. Well, that's all the time we have for the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I wish for you a wonderful day.